The correct time is now 7:30. The Bakers of Good Weber's Bread present transcribed.
Here's adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho. Vamonos.
The Cisco Kid.
Say, here's the real test of good bread. Buy it, try it, test it. Yes, we urge you to try Weber's bread. Test it against any other in your market. Notice how soft that Weber's loaf really feels. Open that bright blue and white checked gingham wrapper and see that delicately browned crust. Take out that first white slice. You notice how evenly textured it is from crust to crust? Then bite into it. Have you ever tasted better flavor, a richer flavor? No, sir, for Weber's bread is the finest you can buy. And that's why so many always buy Weber's bread. Why now, why take less than the best when you can actually buy the best? The bread in the famous blue and white checked gingham wrapper. Good Weber's bread. Try it and see.
The Cisco Kid in our exciting story, The Gatling Gun. After the Civil War, many families from both the North and the South migrated to the seething frontier of the West. They tried to live in peace, but there were men among them whose consuming lust for money made them try to stir up the old hatreds. Clay Calhoun was such a man. As our story opens, Clay heads his wagon and team onto a high mesa over Eagle Pass along the Santa Fe Trail.
Get up there! Ha! Hello there!
Hello yourself! That you, Tracy? Who? Who now?
Ain't nobody else but Tracy.
Whoa, ho, ho, whoa! Clay! Clay Calhoun! It's sure good to see you again.
Tracy Roberts, I'm mighty glad to see you too, you old horse thief.
Ain't it the truth, Clay? I reckon I stole a few horses in my time, as well as a few other things.
Yeah, I reckon we both did. And we used to ride with Quantrell's raiders.
Yeah, those were the good old days. How you been doing these last few years, Clay?
Well, not so good, Tracy. But that's going to be changed by what I got in the wagon.
What's that?
Come on and see. It's going to make us rich men, Tracy.
Sure have got it wrapped up neat.
Now, this canvas cover protects the key to $1,000,000.
Well, I'll be hornswoggled. What is it, Clay?
A Gatling gun.
Yeah, I heard of them. This is the first one I ever seen.
It's the greatest invention since the discovery of gunpowder, Trace. It gives two men like you and me the firepower of 50. And mounted on a wagon this way, it gives us the mobility of a troop of cavalry.
How's it work?
Well, the cartridges are inserted here. And then as I turn this crank, the barrels revolve and the bullets are fired in rapid succession.
Let me see, Clay. Let me see it work.
Oh, I intend to, Tracy, and right away. That's why I asked you to meet me here in Eagle Pass.
What do you mean?
Well, the wagon train's coming along the Santa Fe Trail. We're going to hold them up. And there's one due most any minute. And no survivors, Trace. No one can witness against you.
Dead men tell no tales. I'm glad you deal me in on this, Clay.
You and me were Quantrell's most trusted lieutenants. We're a good team. I work the same way we used to. We'll separate, meet in Sand Rock.
Good. And we'll leave two sets of tracks for a posse to follow, just like we used to. Here comes the wagon train, Clay.
And this spot here in Eagle Pass is a perfect place to bushwhack them. They'll never know what hit them.
They're getting close.
Now you're going to see this Gatling gun in action. As soon as they get in the ring. The gun's loaded and ready.
Now, Clay.
Now. Hey, they're firing back at
us. Why, those stupid fools. This'll fix it.
I'm hit, Tracy. It got me in the shoulder.
right through here before, Cisco.
Hey, Pancho. We're not far from the Santa Fe Trail. It seems to me Eagle Pass is several miles up ahead.
Oh, now, Pancho, remember? Santa Fe Trail go along through Eagle Pass. And that time when Cisco lead the wagon train, Cisco say it's a good place for a dragos.
Yeah, that is right. That is the place, Chico.
Look, Cisco, wagon and horses is coming.
See, and from the way that driver is slumped over, there's something the matter with him.
Don't you think maybe he wounded?
Yeah, I'm afraid you're right. Hola, senor!
Hola, senor! What's the matter with you?
What is the matter, senor? You are hurt?
A gunshot. Shoulder. Some hombre took a pot shot at me while I was driving along.
Who shoot you, senor? Who are you?
My name's Clay. Clay Calhoun.
Never mind, Senor Calhoun. We have to get these hombres to a doctor right away, Pancho.
Yeah. I'd be much obliged if you'd help me. Nearest doctor's back in Sandrock.
Just ride through there.
I will drive you, senor. We'll fix a comfortable bed for you in the back of the wagon.
See, we take the canvas of the things you got in the back of the wagon. It make a good place for you to lay down.
No, you leave that canvas where it is.
Huh? What?
I'll just lean against my belongings in the back of the wagon. That'll be good enough.
As you wish. I'll drive as carefully as I can, Senor Calhoun. You seem more concerned about your belongings than you do about your own life.
Oh, you know how it is. Just a few useless things, but they're mighty important to me. They're my means of making a living. They're tools of my trade.
Graydon Bobby.
Now, Beth, even a sister's got no right to break into her brother's office this way, especially when her brother's a doctor.
You know who that patient you've got in the back room is?
Yeah, his name's Clay Calhoun.
And do you know who Clay Calhoun is?
Yeah, Beth, I know. But when a man's wounded and needs doctoring, I'll doctor him first and ask questions later.
And you know who those two partners of his are out in the corral tending to the horses?
Well, the big one's the Cisco Kid. The other one's Pancho.
If they're riding with Calhoun, the three of them are up to no good. We ought to tell Marshal Hayes.
Tell the Marshal what, ma'am? I'm Clay Calhoun, and I used to ride with Quantrell.
Well,
You shouldn't be up yet, Calhoun. That wound is...
I feel all right, Dr. Barbie. I hope you'll pardon me for reminding you, Miss Barbie. But your father, Jefferson Barbie, was a colonel in the 5th Carolina Cavalry before he was killed by the Yankees.
I remember all too well, Mr. Calhoun. But that's over and done with. In this part of the country, we live peacefully with our neighbors, whether they're from the north or the south.
And what about you, Dr. Barbie? I hear they still call you the rebel doctor and that none of the Yankees will come to you.
Yeah, that's true. I'd sure like to forget the old hatreds, but the Yankees just won't let us.
And they never will. We got to fight for our right, same as the Confederacy did at Shiloh and Antietam Creek.
Well, I never. I refuse to listen to any more of this kind of talk.
Where are you going? To tell a marshal?
I don't have to go. He's here now. And I see he's already rounded up the Cisco Kid and his partner.
All right, Cisco. You too, Pancho. Step inside.
What is this all about, Senor Marshal?
What do we do for you to act like this?
Something the matter here, Marshal Hayes?
A stranger just rode into town from Eagle Pass. There's been a massacre there.
A massacre?
Yeah, a wagon train. Cisco, you and your partner headed into town from the direction of Eagle Pass. You were driving a wagon and this wounded hombre was in it.
See, we bring him to the doctor to get the wound fixed.
This hombre can tell you that we came from the opposite direction of Eagle Pass when we found him.
How about it?
Well, I didn't notice, Marshal.
But, Senor Calhoun, you look at Cisco and Pancho when we ride off.
Never mind, Pancho.
What do we do?
Cisco, I'm putting you and Pancho into jail till I get back. I'm riding out to Eagle Pass. I want you to come along with me, Dr. Barbie.
Well, I'd be glad to, Marshal. There's a chance somebody may still be alive.
I'm also leaving the deputy here to watch this wounded hombre. I ain't accusing him right now. But if I find evidence, if any of you three have been at Eagle Pass, you'll hang for it.
Clay, where are you?
Here in the doctor's back office, Tracy.
I sneaked away from that posse the marshal took with him.
And what about that deputy the marshal left here to guard me?
I took care of him. He's dead.
Good work, Trace. I knew I could depend on you.
Anyone else in the house?
Only the doc's sister, Beth.
Oh, so a young gal come out of the house and go down the street. That must have been her.
Yeah, then we're alone.
As soon as I found out she's wounded, I told the marshal the story about the massacre at Eagle Pass so he'd ride out there pronto. I figured I'd better get him out of the way so as I could get you out of town.
Oh, no hurry to leave, Tracy. It was a good story you told the marshal. Now let's make the most of it.
In what way?
Well, since most anyone who can ride went with the marshal, there's a good chance to rob the bank here in Sand Rock.
What about them two who brought you into town?
Cisco and Pancho? The marshal locked them in jail.
That Cisco kid's a mighty sharp hombre, Kay. He could go...
Keep talking. There's someone outside the door.
Huh? Oh, yeah. I heard the Cisco kid's a wildcat in a fight, and maybe we'd better do
something about it. From your holster. All right, you, wherever you are. Come in from behind that door.
Let me go, you murdering hypocrite.
Same gal I saw come out of the house. I'll help you hold it, Clay.
How much did you hear, Beth?
Every word, you filthy skunks.
My hand over your mouth will stop that screaming, Beth.
Now, we got to work fast. Gag her and tie her up.
And then we'll take that bank.
No use risking our necks this time, Tracy. I'll drive the wagon with the Gatling gun to the front of the bank. A couple of bursts of fire from the gun, and there won't be no one left alive to stop you from taking that money.
The Clay hombre tell the big lie, and now we in the jail.
But we are not going to remain here for long, Pancho. Where is the deputy the marshal left behind to guard us?
He going to the cafe. No one else in the jail but us, Cisco.
Well, now, look out the window of the jail cell.
Can't you see nothing but Diablo logo. May not help us.
You are wrong, amigo.
Wrong?
Diablo! Aquí!
What you do, Cisco?
I can get my rope from the saddle by reaching through the bars.
There! Bueno, you got the rope, Cisco. And Pancho, remember, Diablo do this before. You tie the rope to the bars of the jail window and Diablo pulled them out.
Not this time, Chico.
Not this time?
You notice the cell door opens in?
Oh, see, this one different.
Lucky for us it is.
Yeah. Diablo can pull the door in.
Our guns are on the marshal's desk. Mm-hmm. We need them. I want to get to the doctor's office without being seen.
To question the Clay Calhoun Maverick?
Si. There. Rope is tied tightly now.
Now you tell Diablo to the window and then we be out of here.
All right, now stand back from the door, Pancho.
Back to the door.
All right, Diablo. Back up. Back. Back.
Diablo, understand? The rope tight. Bueno, we free, Cisco.
I want to tie this rope so Diablo will be free. Get your guns, Pancho.
How'd you get him, Cisco?
I'm sure that Calhoun only knows more about Eagle Pass than he admits.
Pancho like to know what's under that canvas in the wagon.
We'll find out about that also, Pancho.
Matter me, look. Across the street at the bank. It's a Calhoun hombre. What kind of gun he got in the wagon?
Santos, it is a Gatling gun. Come, Pancho.
He could open fire on the hombres in the bank.
Get away from that gun and off that wagon, Calhoun.
You should have stayed in that jail, Cisco. Because this Gatling gun gonna send you to boot hill.
Cisco, he turned that gun toward us.
Rush him before he has a chance to use it.
We not gonna make it, Cisco. Look out!
And it does seem that Cisco and Pancho may be cut down by the rapid fire of the Gatling gun. In just a moment, we'll return to the Cisco Kid.
Say, just between you and I, what kind of a mood is your family in the morning? Well, if you'd like them to come to the breakfast table with a whistle, just you try toast made of Weber's Roman meal bread. You know, from the moment you taste that very first crunchy slice of Roman meal toast, you'll really be sold. Everyone loves Roman meal bread. Different, that's why. Not white, not wheat, not rye, but a deliciously different blend of all three, with golden honey and zesty prune juice added for just right extra flavor. You know, with sesame seeds, too, sprinkled generously all over the top. Weber's Roman meal bread is really tops in taste, tops in nutrition, and it's yours to enjoy, too. Just you look for the famous amber cellophane wrapper with the Roman meal gladiator emblem. Roman meal bread baked only by Weber's. Fresh at your market every day. ¶¶
now back to the Cisco Kid in our gripping story, The Gatling Gun. Cisco and Pancho break out of jail in order to question Clay Calhoun, who has implicated them in a wagon train massacre. What our friends do not know is that Clay and his henchman Tracy wiped out the wagon train with a Gatling gun. As Cisco and Pancho leave the jail, they see Clay and Tracy in front of the bank, preparing to use the Gatling gun on the people who are in it. When Cisco and Pancho rush the wagon on which the gun is mounted, Clay turns the gun's murderous raking fire on them.
Get Cisco and Pancho, Clay. Kill them.
I can't.
Why not? What's the matter?
That cartridge jammed. The gun's stuck.
Well, hurry up and fix it.
Cisco's shooting at the crank of the Gatling gun purposely, so you won't be able to fix it.
Hey, we better get out of here. Whip up them horses.
Give away that gun, Calhoun. Cisco mean what he says. You can't have your
job. Get up. Get up, Doc.
We're running this time, Cisco. But next time, this gun will have the last word.
Are they following?
Well, we'll make a clean getaway, Tracy.
We'd have taken that bank for every cent if Cisco hadn't shown up.
Just a piece of bad luck that he did. Like the Gatling gun jamming when it did.
Can you fix that gun, Clay? Are we going to be able to use it?
You bet I can fix it, and we're going to use it plenty. I head that team for the Mesa above Eagle Pass.
The Mesa over Eagle Pass? But that's where the marshal and his posse have gone.
I know it. That's why we're going there. With them down in the pass and us up on the Mesa.
Oh, I get it. We can wipe them out just as easy as we did that wagon train.
And after the marshal and his posse, then comes Cisco's turn. This Gatling gun will talk to all of them in the same voice. A voice of death.
Here, Diablo and Loco.
All right. Up, Pancho.
Pancho, get up on Logo.
All right, come on. Up, Gary.
Go, Logo, go now, go. But, Cisco, we're going the wrong way. Those hombres with the Gatling gun go in the other direction.
We are going to that Dr. Barbie's house, Pancho.
Why for? That doctor go with the marshal to Eagle Park.
Si, but the senorita, his sister, remained in town. And since that Calhoun Maverick escaped and the deputy left to guard him, I feared the worst.
But why the devil she would guard us in the jail and those other hombres left in the town? Not go after those two coyotes with the Gatling gun.
I am sure the marshal must have told them to stay here and guard the town. Do not forget, they think that many killers caused the massacre at Eagle Pass.
Pancho think that Calhoun hombre and that coyote partner of his, they seem to make it like a lot of hombres because they used the Gatling gun.
I am sure you are right, Pancho. Oh, the other.
Pancho, not see the deputy nowhere, Cisco.
He must be in the house.
Maybe he ride over to the bank. You hear all those gunshots.
I'm afraid not, Chico. There's the deputy's horse tied to the corral fence.
Front door open, Cisco.
Does not look good, Pancho. Santos.
Mother me. The deputy.
Knifed in the back. Señorita. Señorita Barbie.
She not in this room, Cisco. What that, Cisco? What that noise, huh?
Sounds like it comes from behind that closet door. Glad to find you alive.
The senorita.
One moment, the senorita. I'll untie that gag.
Pancho, untie the ropes those coyotes tied you with.
Oh, thanks. Thank you, Cisco. I was beginning to feel suffocated in that closet.
I only wish we had gotten here sooner, senorita.
The ropes off your hands. Pancho helped you get up.
Oh, I appreciate it, Pancho. Clay and Tracy were responsible for the massacre of the wagon train at Eagle Pass. Clay admitted it.
Just what Pancho tells you, Cisco.
I've got to ride out to Eagle Pass to warn my brother and Marshal Hayes.
Pancho and I will do that, Senorita Beth. You stay here. Come on, Pancho. Adios, Senorita.
Yeah, the Senorita be safe here. Adios, Senorita.
Oh, please hurry. And tell Graydon be careful. And take care of yourself.
Why, Cisco, tell the Senorita we ride out to Eagle Pass. Why we not follow those bandidos?
We have no time to waste, Pancho.
Huh?
My guess is those bandidos are headed for Eagle Pass with their Gatling gun. Unless we get there in time, that posse will be wiped out like the wagon train. It will be another massacre.
Dr. Barbary, you find any survivors?
No, Marshal Hayes. I haven't found a one.
It's the worst I've ever seen. Everyone in the wagon train dead. Everything of value missing.
It's the work of cold-blooded killers, Marshal. Has any of the posse picked up any tracks?
That's what's puzzling me. The damage was made by at least 20 hombres, and yet I've only been able to find trace of a very few.
Well, if Calhoun and Cisco and Pancho are involved, they couldn't have done all this alone.
A couple of riders come from Sandrock. Can't tell who they are.
Those riders sure look like the Cisco Kid and Pancho.
Yeah, it's them all right. With the posse scattered this way, I'm going to have a tough time getting them.
I wonder how they broke out of the jail.
Open fire on them. Gunshots will bring the rest of the boys back into the pass. All right. Open fire. I'm going to get Cisco and Pancho dead or alive.
Who's doing all that shooting down the pass, Tracy?
See for yourself. It's the marshal and Dr. Barbie.
And the rest of that posse's lining up to help.
That's good. It'll keep any of them from blundering up here at the top of the mesa.
Who are they shooting at?
Well, I believe it's, why, sure it is. Cisco and Pancho.
And luck's with us this time, Tracy. Hurry up, let's get that Gatling gun into position.
While they're busy throwing lead at each other, we're in no hurry.
Hey, stop shooting.
That posse must have gotten Cisco and Pancho. Saves us the trouble.
We gotta get this gun into action before they get out of the pass.
Now, I'll hold on to the team. Go ahead, Clay. Spray him with a shower of lead. How many did you get?
None with that burst. They took cover.
Clay, look out. It's Cisco, Kid, and Pancho. The posse didn't get them.
The Gatling gun will this time.
This time you will not get a chance to use that gun, you maverick. Hold it up.
Hold it up.
Because when I get my hands on you, there will not be room for both of us in this wagon.
I may not be able to use this gun, Cisco, but I can still use my fists on you.
Hit me over to help you, Clay, as soon as I take care of this fat.
Did I show you who the fat man took out to you? Cisco, you're horses with the wagon. Run away.
Not before I can jump onto this wagon.
Come on, Tracy, help me with Cisco.
Both you mavericks will need plenty of help before I get through with you.
We'll see about that. How does it feel? Me trading punches with me and Clay at the same time.
Here's my answer, you coyote. First you turn Calhoun. Now yours, Tracy. This will stretch you out cold.
Wait a minute, you not got nothing out. Not you worry. I'm to a local case of horses.
You are going to get the same as your partner, Calhoun.
That's enough. That's enough, Cisco. No more fighting.
That coyote not fighting no more. He got enough of Cisco's feet.
Now listen to me, Cisco. With this Gatling gun, we can rule over this territory, you and me together.
You are more stupid, Maverick, than I thought. I can see you do not know the way of the law, but you will have the rest of your life to learn from behind the bars of a jail cell.
I sure do owe you an apology, Cisco, and you too, Pancho, for putting you in jail.
Well, Pancho and I owe you an apology, Marshal, for breaking your cell door.
Doggone it. Sure lucky for all of us you did break that door, Cisco.
Probably none of us would be here now if you hadn't.
Then, Pancho, glad we break the door too, say you need a bet.
Pancho, won't you have another piece of fried chicken?
Wouldn't I have another piece of fried chicken? That fried chicken? And Pancho, I think Pancho gonna need one more piece. Well, maybe just one more.
Pancho, after all you have eaten, I wish you would speak to Pancho about his weight, Dr. Barbie.
Yeah, I've been meaning to mention it, Pancho. You are a bit overweight.
No, Doctor. Pancho not overweight. Pancho got big bones and big muscles.
And a big stomach.
And a big stomach. No! That's not what Pancho mean to say.
Oh, I reckon, Pancho, that you weigh as much or more than I do.
What's the matter with that, Senor Marshal? You're not too fat for your size.
But Pancho, the marshal's a foot taller than you are.
Yeah. Just how much do you weigh, Pancho?
Well, let me see. The better thing. Over 150.
With one foot on the scale.
There's a scale in my office. Let's just see how much he really does weigh.
All right, Pancho, show you he not weigh as much as the marshal.
Well, if that's true, I'm going on a diet.
You and Pancho should get a reward, Cisco, for the way you risked your lives and captured those killers.
This delicious dinner you've cooked is reward enough for Pancho and me, Senorita Beth.
Well, I don't agree with you, Cisco.
No, Senorita?
No. Maybe it's enough for Pancho, but for you, I'd like to add this. Cisco.
Oh, Senorita.
Cisco.
Si, Pancho.
What did Marshal Hayes do with that Gatling gun?
Well, since it was stolen from the army, the marshal returned it to the army.
That's good. That's a dangerous gun in the hands of their own peoples. You know, that marshal a fine hombre.
Oh, si, he is, Pancho. He helps everyone he can. He sent a lot of new patients to Dr. Barbie, too.
Pancho know that. Pancho go with Dr. Barbie to see one of the new patients.
Oh, what was the matter with the patient, Chico?
It didn't nothing the matter with the patient.
No?
No. It's a new little baby, just 3 weeks old.
Oh, 3 weeks old now. Well, what was the baby's name?
Pancho not know that, Chico. Baby talk to Pancho, but Pancho not could understand the word that baby say.
Oh, Pancho.
Oh, it's Cisco. I'm loco. Go now, loco.
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid.
Say, fellas and gals, does Mom ever send you to the market? Well, if she does, I'll bet there's one bread you buy every single time. You know it's right just by sight. It's good Weber's bread. Yes, whenever you see Weber's bread, that famous bright blue and white checked wrapper, you just know it's good, bound to be good. Weber's wrapper stands for finest flavor, for new baked freshness, for quality every time. And that's why so many, many Westerners buy Weber's bread day after day, year in, year out. Every single slice, every loaf is always that same fine quality. You can depend on it. And say, fellas and girls, Weber's bread is good for you, too. It's jam-packed with proteins, carbohydrates, vitamins, and minerals for extra vim, vigor, and vitality. So the very next time Mom sends you to the market, don't hesitate, huh? Walk straight to that blue and white checked gingham wrapper, because that's good Weber's bread.
Be sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of The Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.
The Cisco Kid is produced and directed by Fred Levings and Hilly Sanders and transcribed in Hollywood. Charles Arlington speaking. Join us again on Friday at the same time for further adventures of the Cisco Kid.
Read the adventures of the Cisco Kid every day in the Los Angeles Herald Express.
This is the Mutual Don Lee Broadcasting System.